We're in Simantafayim Beis, Sif, Hey. The Machaber says, Ben Eitzel Avid, a father who's eating by his, a son who's eating by his father, Tzarech Haseba, Afilu Hu Rabba Mofak, he has to do Haseba, even if the father who he's sitting by also happens to be his Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though a son is chayv to honor his father, and have more for his father, and for sure if it's his Rebbe, still, you need to do Haseba because the father is probably mochel for the son to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Tamad lifnei rabo eino tzarech Haseba, but a student in front of his rabbi doesn't need to do Haseba, afilo eino rabo mavok, even if it's not his rabbi mavok, elim kein yitin lo rabo lishus, unless the rabbi gives him permission. And then he would need to do Haseba, but it's assumed otherwise that he is not being mochel, and therefore you would not be able to do Haseba, and it will be usher to do Haseba because of the mitzvah of Mora Rabcha. V'atamid chacham muflag b'dor, so greatest tam chacham of the generation, afal pi shalolam imenu klum, even if you haven't learned anything from him, chashav karabu v'einu tzarech Haseba, then he's like your Rebbe, and you also wouldn't need to do Haseba in front of him. The Rama adds, Dav k'sheochlan al shulchanecha, this is only if you're eating at the same table. Avalim ochel al shulchan b'fnei atzma tzarech l'haseb, but if everyone is eating at their own individual table, then you would be chayev to do Haseba. The Pri Chadash says that as long as you see your Rebbe, even if it's at a separate table, you're not able to do Haseba in that situation. The Pri Maganim says that the best thing to do in such a situation is to ask Rishus to be able to do Haseba. The language of the Mishnah Berurah is that you're only able to do Haseba in front of your Rebbe if he allows it b'feirush, which means that we can't assume that he's going to be mochel. However, Rav Yashiv says that if you think that your Rebbe would for sure say it's okay if you were going to ask, so then you still can't do Haseba unless he gives you permission outright, entirely. Sivav HaShamash Tzarech Haseba, the Shamash, who is the waiter who is serving the food, also needs to do Haseba. Siv Zayin, Kol Mishar Tzarech Haseba, anyone who needs to do Haseba, Im Achal O Shasa Below Haseba, if you ate or drink without leaning, Lo Yatza, you're not Yotze. You need to do everything again. Some say that nowadays, when we don't eat or drink leaning in general, then you can rely on the Rav Yah, who we mentioned yesterday, that says that nowadays we don't need to do Haseba anymore. And we say that for the women, we rely on that, even though we don't for the men. But b'diavad, you'd be able to rely on the Rav Yah if you didn't lean when you fulfilled the mitzvah. Venerally, im lo shasako shlishi raviv haseba ein lachzor l'shos haseba. The pshar that the Rama makes is that if you didn't lean when you drank the third or the fourth cup, so then you don't go back and do Haseba again. Because if you drink again the third or fourth cup, it looks like you're adding on to the dalad kosos. But the first two cups, if you didn't do that, then you should go back and do that again, leaning without a bracha. So too, if you didn't eat the matzah leaning, you should do that again. The Mishnah Berurah explains the difference between the first two cups and the last two cups is that in between the first two cups, you're allowed to drink if you want to, as we say in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel, because we don't say there that it looks like you're adding on the kosos, so then you need to do it again if you didn't do it with Haseba. As opposed to if you forgot by the third or fourth cup, we are not allowed to drink anymore in between, so then you would not be allowed to, you would not drink again, and you would rely on the Rav Yah instead. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that this is all according to the Ikar Din, that you're allowed to drink as many cups as you want during the first two cups. But according to our Minhag, that we don't drink any wine extra, even during the first two cups, so then, if you wanted to do Haseba again with another cup, you would need to make a new bracha. He also adds that even during the first two cups, you really shouldn't do it again, because if you're making a bracha, now it looks like you're adding on to the kosos, which we said would be a problem. So therefore, by all the cups, if you didn't do it with Haseba, you should not do it again.